Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
It's really sick time we're in, and we have virtually everybody in office and in the media refusing to take this head on and end all the frightening criminal activity going on. All these flash mob smash and grab situations that are happening constantly now. There was another one today. Well, actually, it was last night. It was reported today. A group of 11 men robbed a luxury denim store on La Brea Avenue, LAPD says. Happened at almost 7 o'clock at Kasubi. You know this place?
I do not.
K-S-U-B-I, Kasubi. 11 men wearing masks entered the store and began taking clothes. There were two security guards, but they were unarmed. Oh, so they were ambassadors, weren't they? They tried to stop the robbers. Stop, robbers, stop. But since they didn't have guns, nobody paid attention. One of the men at least pretended to have a handgun in his pocket as a way to get the guards to stand down. Of course, if the guards had pulled out a real handgun, he wouldn't have gotten away with the fake. $100,000 stolen.
Wow, that's a lot of jeans.
How do you steal $100,000 worth of jeans?
Well, maybe each, let's just say each pair of jeans, $300, armfuls, maybe some jean jackets. I don't know what other things would be in there.
Are these lined in gold?
I don't know. I don't spend a lot of money on jeans.
What store was this?
Kasubi?
Never heard of it.
On La Brea, $100,000. So, I mean, if you had 11 guys, so they were stealing about $10,000 a person. That's a lot to carry around. They fled in two cars. How do you fit all the clothing in two cars with 11 bodies, a silver Lexus and a tan BMW? They went off in opposite directions. Some of the clothing was found in an alley behind the store later. So that's four of these. Just in the last week or two.
And it's not going to stop.
No, because nobody's even getting arrested here. And still, I can't get anybody to answer. Nobody in the media seems to be interested in the question. Whatever happened to the guys that they arrested from November, December 2021? Remember all the...
Yes, yep.
all the stores that got flash mobbed then, jewelry stores in Beverly Hills. And I remember that they had some press conference and they announced that these guys had been arrested, but did Gascon let them go? Where are they now? Or is this the same crowd? Who's hiring these guys? You talk about organized crime. There has to be a whole infrastructure to hire these guys to buy the cars. These are luxury cars. New ones, I guess. They have paper license plates. So they're making a lot of... This is what I'm starting to wonder, guys. I've talked to a couple of people, or I'm aware of a couple of people who would be connected. I don't want to say who they are. But the impression they gave was... There's a lot going on that nobody wants to talk about. That's the only way I can put it. They seem to indicate that there's a lot going on behind the scenes and nobody wants to talk about it publicly. Well, what is that? What kind of force is hiring these guys, buying the cars, setting them out? Then they've got to, of course, sell all the clothing. And this is going on every day. They're getting supplied with new material. And when Gascon gets questioned about it yesterday, he acted like a little toddler with a hissy fit. He can't be questioned. But he is the central part of this disaster. This wasn't going on, 3 years ago before he showed up and dismantled the legal system.
What do people do? Do they put ads on Craigslist? Hey, come meet up at this place. And then they have 50 different people and they say, okay, you guys, you're going to go and rob the Westfield Topanga Mall, take as much stuff as you can get. I mean,
it's got to be something like that, right? Some kind of mass text. Maybe they have a text chain and they say, this is the time, this is the place, this is what you're going to steal, this is where you're going to return the clothes.
And the expensive cars, is it to throw people off? Because when you see expensive cars driving up to some of these stores, you don't pay attention. It's the same thing with burglaries in neighborhoods. A lot of these crooks are driving these expensive cars and you don't really worry about them because you think, oh, okay, it's somebody that lives in the neighborhood. It's not some thug because it's, a high-end car. That's not the case.
This can't be that hard to unravel. I don't understand. Has everybody lost their ability to crack a case like this? This is pretty simple robbery. Everything's on video. They must have videos of all the streets around, let's say, that Nordstrom's, right?
Right.
Right? So you could see the black Mercedes flying by.
But who's paying attention? And how do you find 30 to 50 people?
How do you not notice a crowd like that gathering together to begin with?
Yeah, do they all come? Well, don't they all just come in at once? And people are probably so shocked. And then that poor security guard who was sprayed with bear spray, right? He's not going to do anything if they have one guy.
The shopping centers need their own police departments patrolling all the major entrances, especially around the luxury stores. I can't believe they don't, or do they not care? And they're just writing it off on their insurance. They're going to lose a lot of business. Most people I know, everyone's talking about this. They don't want to go near these stores.
And people who do, they're not wearing their jewelry. They're not wearing their handbags. They're going in. I'm serious. They're going in looking, just kind of schleppy, lack of a better term, because they don't want to be a target.
Well, we're going to keep covering it because there's a story behind the story somewhere. After the news, we're going to talk with LaWanda Hawkins. She's with a group called Justice for Murder Children, Crime Stoppers. Is another group, and there's a third group called Justice for Homicide Victims, and they're trying to get attention for unsolved crimes because they, in this day, everybody in office and everybody in the media cares about the criminals, but here, LaWanda Hawkins, her son was murdered in December of 1995, and they never solved the case. We'll talk to her about this coming up on the John and Ken Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have
been
the podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4 at 4 o'clock. Coming up soon, we'll post the whole show as a podcast. A lot of good stuff today. So listen to what you missed on the iHeart app. John and Ken On Demand is the name of it. We're going to talk now with LaWanda Hawkins. There's three nonprofit groups who are trying to get some attention to all the unsolved homicides in the Los Angeles area. They're called Justice for Murdered Children, Justice for Homicide Victims, Crime Stoppers, and they're all about the 50,000. I was shocked when I saw this. Do you know there's 50,000 unsolved murders since 1980? That's impossible to believe. And 50,000. And unfortunately, LaWanda Hawkins' son is one of those murders. He was shot to death in December of 1995. His body was found at the San Pedro waterfront at the age of 19, multiple gunshot wounds. And she's been trying ever since to get justice for her son and all these thousands of other people, families, survivors of these terrible murders that are still on the books. Let's get LaWanda Hawkins on. LaWanda.
Afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, yourself, and thanks a million for having me on.
I'm happy to have you on because I was just surprised that this many murders have gone unsolved. And these organizations that you're connected with have a campaign. Maybe you can describe the campaign to try to get people's attention, people who might know what happened in various cases. Can you talk about that?
Yes, most definitely. First and foremost, we would like to thank Clear Channel Outdoor for assisting us in this campaign. With this partnership, we're trying to bring awareness to these unsolved homicides. Like you indicated, 50,000, that's too many, especially when we don't hear anyone even indicating, even talking about unsolved. We don't have a database for these unsolved in LA County. Nothing's been done, no public service announcements being put on or anything. And so we got together, when I say we, Justice for Homicide Victims and Crime Stoppers and Justice for Murdered Children, we all got together and we thought to put up these billboards. But before we even did that, when we first got started in 1995, Justice for Murdered Children, we used to go get garbage boxes out the alley. And I used to take a little knife I had in my car and cut open those garbage boxes and take our kids' pictures and tape it to this box. And we would be standing on Crenshaw and Martin Luther King with these boxes telling people our loved ones have been murdered. because we didn't know how to get the word out that something had went wrong. This is 1995, 96, 97. This is when we have like 1,200 homicides going on here. And for us to now have them on billboards, that's huge to us, from garbage boxes out of the alley to billboards. We have made some changes, but it takes a little bit more. We got to get the community involved with these unsolved, because the community knows who commits these murders. And we got to change this culture that doesn't permit the community to tell, that tells the community, calls derogatory names to people who stand up in the community, who stand up and say, Ronnie might have a gun or Sarah might have a knife. They're not looked at as positive roles. Which we need to look at them in, a little bit better. Look at them not in this negative way.
Is fear of retribution the top reason why people don't tell what they know regarding these murders?
That's one of them. It's just not one thing. It's quite a few things. We have a problem with people being prosecuted here. If you tell and then the person is released the next day or the same day that you don't point it out in a murder, that makes it a little difficult. We have to, after we arrest people, we have to have a system in place that prosecutes these people that commit this type of crime called murder. What we have noticed over the last few years, they've been light on this crime called murder. People are getting a smack on the hand and getting an ankle bracelet for committing a murder.
I would guess you're not a big fan of George Gascon's policies the last few years.
Well... I'm not saying nothing bad about anyone, but I am saying in the last few years, what has happened has created a serious problems in Black and brown communities when it comes to crime, with people not being prosecuted for serious crimes. It has created a problem where they say homicide has gone down, but when you talk to a parent who got a child murdered last night, they're saying, no, homicide is up.
Yeah, and there's still too much of it. You know, they make too much of these fluctuations in the number, but there's still too many people getting killed. And the unsolved cases keep piling up.
There's no unsolved database. No one's dealing with unsolved. It just goes to the side because we have too many murders and we don't have enough officers to deal with what we're dealing with.
When a murder happens, for how long do the police have interest in solving it before they decide this has gone cold, we got too many other things to do? Like, what's the window that a family has?
I really don't know. We understand that first 72 hours are critical to getting information, but we need to assist them in trying to get that information, because when a murder occurs, law enforcement is not there when they shoot our loved ones. They come in afterwards. So the people who are there or over here or seeing something need to report it to law enforcement. They can only move as fast as we give them the information.
What do you want people to do? People listening, what do you want them to do to help you out and all the other families?
Well, first of all, get behind our billboard campaign. Tell your local politicians that they have to support families of murder victims and get behind these unsolved homicides. You want that push like they're pushing this homeless issue. You want a commission for unsolved. You want a database for unsolved, because what happens, remember what former LAPD Chief Willie Williams said, a murderer kills in LA time 2 to 3 times before being arrested. A lot of us families who've had a loved one murdered can witness that the people who killed our loved ones had killed others, and they're still running the street. Who kid is next before these people, elected officials, do something? They won't even put a public service announcement. I was at a courthouse the other day with a murder victim family, and they didn't even have tissue for us. This is how crazy this is. They do not support murder victim families. They will not get behind it. I thank God for the Association of the Deputy District Attorneys. I thank God for the sheriff in LAPD and Long Beach and Inglewood, because without them, we don't have no one. These elected officials are not dealing with this issue. They're dealing with the homeless. If we murdered, how would we ever be homeless?
You have a website that people can go to and learn more about your organization?
Sure. My website is called justiceformurderedchildren.com, or you can go to Justice for Homicide Victims, LA Crime Stoppers. We need sponsors to get behind us to put up more billboards. We want more public service announcements. We would like to be able to put up more public service announcements and help law enforcement come up with a database for these murders. The murderers travel. Because I killed in San Pedro don't mean I couldn't go to Pasadena and commit a murder.
Oh, yeah. I know. I agree with what you said. I think there's a much smaller number of killers who are responsible for most of what's gone on. JusticeForMurderedChildren.com. All right. LaWanda Hawkins, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. More.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We wanted to mention a friend of KFI and an owner of Bravery Brewing in Lancaster, Bart Avery. And he's been a big help with our coverage in Maui. His contacts there, the transportation he's given, and support, it's been invaluable to Steve Gregory and KFI as Steve's been covering there all week. So if you want to find out more about his brewery, BraveryBrewing.com, BraveryBrewing.com.
Bart it's a great Avery. Place.
Ah, you've consumed there.
Yes.
Where you remember where is it in Lancaster?
I don't remember exactly the address, but I've worked Gary and Shannon's News and Brews.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. They do. Yeah, that's yes. Where they do the News and Brews. All right. Yes. Well, he's a good guy, and he's helped us out a lot, and Steve out a lot. So go if you can get to Bravery Brewing in Lancaster, then go there. One of the Dodgers is a victim of this crime wave. Miguel Rojas, the shortstop, after the Dodgers beat the Brewers 6-2, he goes out to have a nice dinner at a restaurant in downtown L.A. at the intersection of West Olympic and South Broadway, and his Lamborghini got busted into. And the car was smashed, passenger side window was taken out. And they stole a purse that had an iPhone inside belonging to Rojas' mother-in-law, along with ID cards and other valuables, estimated $1,400 taken from the car. And the Lamborghini is damaged. Of course, the suspect was gone before police arrived, so probably never be caught. And even if he's caught, Gascon won't prosecute him. Conway's here.
By the way, we had a guy at the bookstore in Burbank sniffing women, and I guess this guy has a long rap sheet of doing this 40 times, being caught in and out of jail. He's arrested, in for 3 days, back on the street.
Yeah. Did you see the video where he's actually
doing in the bookstore? Yeah.
Yeah. This woman set up a camera.
Yes.
And caught him.
That's right. And then they arrest him in Glendale. These guys who think they can do that crap in Burbank and Glendale are mistaken. There's cops everywhere in Burbank and Glendale. Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. You still need somebody to put them in jail, though, after
that. That's right. Arrest. Yeah. Once they get arrested, the guy's got to keep them in.
That's the breakdown. The cops show up and arrest. And then Gascon, he's got 10,000 cases piled up.
Is that right?
10,000 wow. cases he hasn't prosecuted.
Wow. Well, I hate to say this, but L.A. voted for that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We have an awesome lady calling us from Hawaii. She lives around the Lahaina area. She'll tell you what it's really like over there. Dr. Ray Kasheri's coming on with us. That guy's cool. We were supposed to have him on last night. We had him on for a brief second, and then a high-speed chase broke out, and
that's it. There you go.
Yeah. he gets knocked off. But the death toll is now at 106 in Maui. So, and Steve Gregory was great yesterday.
Yeah.
And he got walked through with FEMA today and the other reporters. Yeah. And he wouldn't have unless he raised
no,
the
thing. No, that's what you have to do.
That's right.
Because this is really embarrassing.
That's right.
For the Hawaiian government, the local government.
No good.
Really
no
bad.
Good. No good.
All right.
Let's go.
We'll be back tomorrow. Sandy Wills has the news live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.